How many have read The Great Controversy within the last year, say? Brothers and sisters, it's the book of the hour. We should be reading that book, particularly the closing chapters, because that book has always been truth, but the days we're living in now, it is present truth. You can't read those with a spiritual eyesight. You can't read those closing chapters in that book without the passages just jumping out at you. They're confirming what's going on in the headlines of the papers around the world. Now, we looked at a passage from the Great Controversy, and we're going to continue to bring passages out of the Great Controversy as we go through this presentation. But one of the primary ones that we're setting forth at the beginning is that one of the themes in the Great Controversy is that it's the story about how Rome's going to regain control of the world. And one of the principles that Rome operates on when she's accomplishing her designs is that she never comes publicly out with statements until she knows that those statements are going to stand. So within the last couple months, we see the Roman Church reasserting a truth that's been in Catholicism from their point of view for hundreds of years, that she is the mother church and all the other churches are sister churches. And what we need to understand from that, once again, is that the fact that Rome would go public about that at this time is also identifying that they believe that they could have withstood any negative reaction that the Protestant world might give them for vocalizing that opinion at this time in their history. And if you watch, there really wasn't that much Protestant negative reaction. There was some, but not that much. And it's already being forgotten. But here we are at the end of the world, and Rome has said, once again, I am the mother of all churches. And what that does to some of the encyclicals over the past 10 years is it removes the argument that Rome has been making about these encyclicals with some of the claims that are in them, that they're simply for the Catholic Church, because it re-identifies that when Rome is making rules for the Catholic Church, that she considers all the daughters of Protestantism to be part of her church as well. So she's expecting obedience to her rules from the entire Christian world. Now, the quote that we began to look at the other night was the passage from the Great Controversy 573-574, where Sister White very clearly gives us a three-step process that is going to take place as the Sunday laws come into the world once again. And Sister White's clear that the Sunday law that fulfills Bible prophecy first comes to the United States, and then in Testimonies Volume 9, in two different places, she tells us, then, after the United States passes a Sunday law, every country on the globe will follow her example. So the Sunday law that we're speaking about in these presentations is that